I am master of every thought I think. I am master of every thought I think. I'm always thinking thoughts. We all are. I am always thinking beautiful thoughts. I'm thinking thoughts that are positive, uplifting, thoughts that are magnificent, thoughts that are telling me that this is a great world and I am enjoying every moment that I live in this world. I am thinking thoughts of a master. I am a master of every thought I think. I am thinking thoughts of a master. I am master of every thought I think. Every thought that I allow in my consciousness, every thought that I project in my consciousness, I empower to be in control of my life. That thought is in control of everything that I think. It's in control of every attitude I have. It's in control of everything that I am. That thought. Now, how does that thought work? Well, that thought works in a very wonderful and a very beautiful way. It works in the idea that all is in divine order. That thought works in the idea that all works out harmoniously, beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, now and always. And as it works out perfectly now, in all beautiful ways, then everything that I think becomes an expression in my life of who and what I am. It becomes the expression of exactly what's going on in my world. And because it is an expression of exactly what's going on in my world, that is what I'm living. So, I tell myself, if I think happy thoughts, I have a happy life. If I think unhappy thoughts, I have an unhappy life. Now, who would want to have an unhappy life? Who would want to have a life that is filled with limitation, that's filled with unhappiness, that's filled with any experience at all other than its highest and best? Who would want that? Well, unthinking people want that. Unthinking people want that because they are not thinking about what is their highest and best. They're just thinking what takes place in the world. What is the predominant thought? What are other people thinking? What is the expression of what's going on in the world? Is the world going to hell in a handbasket? Oh, how many phrases we have that put the world down, that put everything down into a negative experience. And is that really what we want? Is that really what we want to experience in our life? Well, if what we want to experience in our life are positive, beautiful, uplifting, wonderful thoughts, positive, beautiful, uplifting, wonderful experiences, positive, beautiful, wonderful, uplifting people, a positive, beautiful, wonderful, uplifting life. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds good. But to experience that demands that we take charge of what we're doing. It demands that we take charge of how we act with ourselves, how we live in our life, how we do anything at all. That's what it demands. Now, am I ready to handle that demand? Am I ready to handle that awareness? Am I ready to be in that ideal situation? Am I ready for it? Well, I'm ready for it only when I am ready to take responsibility for who and what I am. I am ready for it only when I choose to be the master of every thought I think, because on purpose, I am choosing whatever thought I am having in my consciousness. Now, what thought am I having in my consciousness? Am I having thoughts in my consciousness that tell me that I'm limited? Am I having thoughts in my consciousness that tell me I'm unhappy or I'm sick or whatever? Well, perhaps it's the truth. Why is it that we have limitation in our consciousness? Now, we receive our mail every day. Oh, tons of mail we receive. If we answer any of them, then we receive tons more. And what are they all about? They're all about pitching a product. Somebody has something to sell. Someone has something that they want to move. Now, whether what they sell is beneficial or not, whether what they sell is proven or not, whether what they sell is real or not, whether it's just a con, whatever it may be, if we have it coming through our house, through our mail, we are experiencing it. If I will concentrate on, let's just say, health, if I concentrate on health, then health is what I have. Now, very few publications, very few advertisements come out on health because very few advertisements can make any money off of health. They can only make money off of illness. And so most of the things that come into our house are about illness, are about how to solve some problem, how to take some pill, how to do something in some beautiful, wonderful way that somebody thought of. Well, what they probably thought of was, how can I con somebody out of money? How can I get more money in my life by a mail order activity or by something? And so then they think, well, the way that I can do that is by saying that something is really wonderful and true. Being a promoter of an idea and saying how wonderful that idea is, how fantastic that product is, and how wonderful it works. Now, I'm not saying it works or doesn't work. I'm only saying if you buy into it, what you buy into it is the need for more and more and more, or what you buy into it is the idea that you're not, well, you're sick. If you buy into it, you're not happy. You need this for your high blood pressure, your sugar, your whatever the things are that are going around. And so I am master of every thought I think. Now, if I read the Bible, I'm going to read the story of someone else's journeys to find their spiritual life. If I talk to other people, I'm going to have their points of view of how they're living their life. And many times it's very noble. But the only thing that I can really do is to listen to myself. Now, myself gives me lots of ideas. I am master of every thought I think. And myself gives me lots of ideas. Myself says, tell yourself you like yourself. Tell yourself that you're wise. Tell yourself that you're healthy. Tell yourself that you're great. Tell yourself that you're good. Tell yourself. I am master of every thought I think. I am master of every thought I think. And to be master of every thought I think, I must think these thoughts myself. I must not have them be somebody else's thoughts, somebody else's desires, somebody else's goals, somebody else's dream. They may be all just wonderful. They may be all very noble ideas, very noble dreams. But I should dream my own. And for me to dream my own dreams, to be master of every thought I think, for me to accomplish what I really want, and what I really want is for me to say to myself, I like me. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal, spirit, mind, and body. My body is the temple of the living spirit. I am master of every thought I think. And as master of every thought I think, my world is fabulous. My world is magnificent. My world is beautiful beyond measure. Now, to be master of every thought I think means that I choose what thoughts I will think. I do not read literature that comes from everywhere. Those are just sparklers that make me think something. Now, what do they make me think? Do they make me think I am master of every thought I think? Or do they say they are the master of every thought I think? That they're going to take control and they're going to tell me how to think and how to act and how to live. They're going to tell me. Now, is that what I want to hear? Is that what I want to do? Is that how I want to live? Is that what makes my life magnificent? Can I read naughty things before I go to sleep at night and not dream about those naughty things? Dream about all of the history and all of the bandits and all of the robberies and all of the murder and all of the things that are going on in the world? My goodness sakes. Before I go to sleep, if I put those things in my consciousness, in my thought, I'm in trouble, because that's what I'm going to think about. If I put in my consciousness that if I drink a cup of coffee before I go to sleep, I won't sleep, that'll be my thought. If I put in my consciousness, I drink a cup of coffee before I go to bed, and I'll sleep like a lamb. And that's what I'll do. You say, well, it doesn't work that way, because coffee, it won't let you sleep. Hey, whatever anyone else says these things will do was what their opinion is, not mine. And if their opinion and my opinion are the same, then I've got a problem. I should have a unique thinking process. I should be master of every thought I think. And every thought I think says, I am master of my life. I am peace. I am goodness. I am happiness. I am harmony. I am love. I am all that is good. I am master of every thought I think, and I am master of every thought I think. It's my decision. It's my decision. And it's your decision. Because you're the one who decides what thoughts, in the first place, you're going to think about, and whether those thoughts deserve your being master of them, to do them. To be master of something means to do it. It doesn't mean not to do it. So if you are thinking about something and you don't want to do it, then you shouldn't be thinking about it. If you're thinking about something and you want to do it, then think about it. But I am master of my thought, of every thought I think. And I think wonderful, glorious, beautiful thoughts all the time. And that's all I know. And that's all I am. And how wonderful it is.